defensive breakdown, leaves Travis Essemaker all alone into the net.
Yep. 3-0 lead now for the Pirates. Face off the center ice, won by Crotchin. Goes into the Stone Cold, Harbor Beach zone where Ingram gathers it in. He tries a pass out front that cannot be reached by number 37, Sosnowski. The puck goes in the corner. It's a tangle of players. It goes behind the goal. It's behind the several tangle of players. 37, Sosnowski is struggling with it. They're going physical. Boston Ashton Rogabuck, spudding it out with Sosnowski. Now it's in the corner on the right side of the goaltender, and it looks like Harbor Beach is going to prevail. Number 28, Rogenbuck, comes out with it. He's got Brown with him. Brown can't reach the pass, but it's kept in by Smith. Smith throws it in front. Oh, and it goes off the pad of the goaltender behind the net. But it looks like Stone Cold will have an opportunity to get this puck out to center. Comes the number 18, Crotchin. Crotchin throws it in. It's gobbled up by the defense. Number 9, Cora Capen tries to clear it. She can't. Ashton Rogenbuck goes behind the goal. 37, Corey Sosnowski is there to meet him. And it comes out to the point where Stokin keeps it in for Stone Cold. Throws it in, looking for number 51, Sam Ingram. He plays it over. He doesn't make it to the point. Now it does. There's still a chance. Oh! 37 had a chance right out in front and couldn't convert the pass. Fan on it. Now it goes behind the goal. Sam Ingram's trying to struggle for it back there. Pass comes out in front of number 31, Stokin. Stokin tries to feed a pass out front that does not succeed. Goes back behind the goal where Ingram has it. Ingram's trying to play it behind the goal. He's checked by Ashton Rogenbuck. He tries to play it up the boards, but it's intercepted by Crotch, and he keeps it in the zone and behind the net. Goes up the right wing boards. Stokin keeps it in. Stokin can't reach it. It goes over his head. This might be icing against, icing against the Pirates. 3-0 lead. We'll take a break. Back in a few minutes. Yo!
We are taking care of business. This is Karen Krozak from Peruski Insurance, your auto owner's insurance agent in Bad Axe. As a business owner, you know the value of risk management.
When your business is properly covered, there is a real sense of security and confidence in the future. This is Dave Peruski. The type of business insurance you need depends on the nature of your business. If you have substantial assets, you may consider theft and property damage coverage. Life insurance may be a good idea for the critical personnel in your organization. And what about business interruption insurance? Are you getting the best rate on your workers' comp? Would your business benefit from the security of a commercial umbrella policy?
Our business is taking care of your business. So stop in and let's get down to business at Peruski Insurance Agency, your auto owner's insurance agent at 104 Scott Street between Clemco Printing and Braden Tire in Bad Axe. Peruski Insurance of Bad Axe, an authorized auto owner's insurance agent.
And we're back at the Huron County Expo Center. 3-0 lead for the Pirates, the DHD All Season Pirates against Stone Cold. The faceoff will be in the Pirates zone to the left of the goaltender Rogenbuck. Taking the faceoff will be aiming for Stone Cold. We're ready to go. And the puck is dropped. And the puck skitters behind the goal. It's taken by Rogenbuck. He shoots it up to the right side looking for Hearn. Hearn gobbles up the blue line and starts the breakout. He comes out the center. He's checked from behind. And Kennedy shoots it in for Stone Cold. Seaman breaks up on the right side. He gets checked, but he manages to get the puck to Essemaker, who throws it into the zone. Going back for his Langley. Langley gathers it up in his own defensive zone, plays it up along the boards. Momentarily stopped by Essemaker, but now Stone Cold breaks out. Breaking up the middle is number 11, Amon. He shoots and he scores. Joey Amon, rush to rush, end to end, backhander in.
Well, it's obvious what the coaches were telling Stone Cold during the break is you got to get a little bit more physical. And, it's paid off. Joey Amon went coast to coast after getting the puck. And, we got ourselves a 3-1 game now. Stone Cold's playing a little bit better than they were at the beginning of the game.
Yep.
And, that's what they need to do.
Important goal. Face off at center. Amon wins it, and Stone Cold controls it, throws it up the center. A pass goes right to Kennedy, but Amon gathers it up and tries to throw it in on it, but Rogenbuck picks it up. Essemaker breaks across the line, takes a shot that's wide. Puck goes in the left wing boards, where it's missed, and now Kennedy has a breakout. He's at the line, can't get past the defense, and it goes back into the Stone Cold zone, where Langley will pick it up.
Well, it'll be called icing. It was shot from the wrong side of the red line. We may have a game here. That was an important goal.
Well, Stone Cold's just, they're picking up the pace now. So, you know, we'll see where that takes them. They're going to have to keep Hearn and Essemaker in check here, you know. They're just one more breakaway from being three down again. So, you know, we'll see where it brings them.
3-1 for the Pirates. The faceoff is won by the Pirates. It goes in the zone where number 9, Cora Caitlin, gathers it up. She shoots it up to the right side, looking for Magnuson. Magnuson shoots the puck out to center ice over the outstretched hand of the defense for Stone Cold. This stays at center ice. The number 27, Hika Neiman, throws it in. Cora Caitlin goes back. She plays up on the board. She's looking for Ashton Rogenbuck, and he just simply lugs it out to center ice. Plays at center ice. The man-to-man tips the puck in, where Crotchum gathers it in. He's checked immediately by Rogenbuck. Goes to the blue line. Aiming, and he keeps it in. But goes to the right wing, where Braun picks it up. Braun is able to get it into the zone, in the offensive zone for his team. Well, it looks like Smith will keep it in at the blue line. Play goes in front of the goal, will be gobbled up by the defense and off the center. Off the center where Crotchin has it. Crotchin's coming in with Aiming. And he's shut to the last second. Magnuson picks up the puck and lugs it off the center ice. Again, we go on the right wing. Number 43, Man-to-Man comes in. He's with Aiman. Aiman tries to make a play up the center, and backhand shot gobbled up on the goalie, and he hangs on.
Good scoring opportunity there. Claire McManaman brought up the right side, backhanded over to Jacob Aiman, and put a good shot on net.
They seem to be a little more organized.
They seem to be getting their stuff together right now.
1 minute, 8 seconds left in the first period. 3-1 for the Pirates over Stone Cold. They have a face-off to the right of Rogenbuck, the Humber Beach goaltender. The puck goes in the corner, was chased out by Matt Schooley. Matt Schooley is checked immediately. The puck comes to the point, however, and is kept in by Langley. Langley can't keep it in forever, and it comes out to Hearn on the left side. He's breaking in. He's checked immediately by Maurer. Puck lays there, and it is picked up by Aiman. Aiman makes a pass to the left wing. Schooley misses it, but Aiman picks it up. Pass to center, Schooley in the middle. Shot blocked by Rogenbuck, and it goes into the corner. But it's picked up by number 3, Austin Seaman. Seaman plays it up to Hearn. Hearn backhands it into the zone, and he backs it out. Langley has to go back to pick it up. Langley, long pass, missed a couple of players, and Pirates control. Hearn on the right, on the left wing, circles. He's waiting for a player. Essemaker joins him. He cuts right up the middle, a shot wide, hits the boards, played by the defense, number 71. Shane Maurer plays at the center. Kennedy tips it over to Schooley. Schooley misses it, gets checked on the boards, but Kennedy follows up and takes it into the zone. He's coming up the left side, cuts the middle, it's checked. Aiman can't reach it. There's all opportunity lost for Schooley because he couldn't control the puck. He does backhand it in, but it's too late. It looks like we have an icing call against, the Pirates with 2.4 seconds left. A little more offense for Stone Cold.
A little more offense, little by little.
It's 2.4 seconds left. Their best opportunity is to pull it back to the point men, Maurer or Langley, and see if they can't get a shot. It goes to Maurer. Maurer can't control it, and he gets the shot off way too late. End of the period. 3-1 for the Pirates. We'll take a break.
Oh, no, not again.
What's wrong, dear?
Our dishes didn't come clean again. I'm so fed up with this dishwasher.
Me too. Even when they do come clean, the dishes are so wet that we have to dry them all before putting them away.
I think we need a new dishwasher.
Are you fed up with your dishwasher? Does your dishwasher rarely get the dishes clean and always leaves them so wet that you have to dry all your dishes before putting them away? Then maybe you need to check out the all-new KitchenAid dishwasher lineup at East Huron TV and Appliance. KitchenAid dishwashers are rated as some of the quietest dishwashers with the greatest cleaning and drying performance in the industry. With an all-stainless steel interior and options like a third utensil rack, pro scrub for baked-on food, and satin glide rack rollers, KitchenAid dishwashers have the look, feel, and performance of a high-end dishwasher without breaking the bank. So come on into East Huron TV and Appliance and check out our all-new, full lineup of KitchenAid appliances. Act now and save even more with limited time rebates. That's East Huron TV and Appliance, just a mile and a quarter east of the downtown light in Bad Axe, or call 269-9905.
all season?
Propane prices continue to skyrocket across the Midwest, and a shortage has caused prices to double, maybe even triple.
How big is your heating bill? Maybe it's time to check into a water furnace geothermal unit from B&D Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing in Bad Axe. During their 7-bration, order any water furnace variable capacity 7 series unit, the most efficient units on the market, and get up to a $2,100 instant rebate. Combine that with up to a 70% savings on your utility bills and a 30% renewable energy